How you always saying?
Yes, I give thanks to life as usual, huh?
Serious thing, we are here again, Ballhead and the Dread, for another reason. I want to say I want to give thanks for everyone been tuning and supporting the thing from those times to now. Make sure, if you didn't get the sounds from far right here, blazing fire. Not because the man my brethren, I want to be clear, that is a disclaimer, because it lick. Bridget, yes, stay in the playlist, man. Play in the Spotify playlist. Check out his tunes there. Disrupting the Status Quo EP there in the description. Also has a music video there for a tune called Freedom in Africa. Here at I Never Knew TV, we have a brand new documentary, Mesh Marina. Definitely want to check that one out. Actually, I may put the link in the description. I everything get the history of Jamaica. It's an interesting story. Believe in that. Respect everyone who participated in the creation. Also, Sundays, yours truly, myself, spinning roots rock reggae music on WLOY.org. I Never Knew Radio, playing the hits from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000. Farai, what we're reasoning about today?
Yes, Fayaki. Well, we are reasoning about at what age do you think children should start having cell phones? Because it seems like a whole heap of confusion are going on now, and the youth them get lost to the screen, and it really has set the next generation pan a wrong path, if you ask me, because them really the activities them where them are do pan the cell phone is nothing really constructive, and all of me hear all of the different reasoning them for justify certain things. So I really that way I got dig in and set the vibe straight, you know.
No, reality meds and the cell phone thing is a serious situation. As you said, there are numerous arguments for it and numerous reasons for it. But I don't know, Farai. It's just that, not to bash the cell phone vibes, but it seems that it starts earlier, right? So instead of giving a child a pacifier when they're crying or feeling uncomfortable, parent give them a cell phone for right now, right? So that just kickstarts the whole vibe with our generation. And as they progress now, it is what it is. You know, learn behaviors, and the cell phone becomes a common agent for it, becomes a tool of solace. That's the proper term, right? But more than anything, as you stated in the introduction, it exposes them to things that they shouldn't be exposed to, specifically at an early age. And also, it diminishes their social skills. Anyone with their eyes open has noticed that children can't, I won't say they can't. I said their ability to communicate and play with each other is at an all-time low, or a low for what we have, what we say the modern age. And the key reason for that is the cell phone. The cell phone is everything to them. The cell phone is the best friend. The cell phone is the blankie. The cell phone is the pacifier. The cell phone is the confidant. The cell phone is the parent, right? And a lot of times, too, parents are busy. They're tired and whatever is going on with them. But they're not monitoring what the child is watching. And unfortunately, a lot of the platforms that they use, specifically YouTube, can take them a lot of places they don't need to go. Right. And before, in my generation, if you were going to watch something, you weren't supposed to be watching, specifically adult content, right? It had to be a whole production. You needed privacy, you needed VHS, you needed DVD. Now you can watch stuff that your parents aren't approving of at any time, anywhere, because it's just there in your hand, you know. So more than anything, from a younger age, it's definitely creating an early dependence on the device. Now, as we move forward now, right? Farai, say what you're going to say, because I want to get as we move forward and what really takes place between that adolescent and moving towards that teenage years.
Hey, may I tell you, you know, say, my dad run some juvenile the other day. And may I tell you, say, I'm walking in the room. I think I count around 6-7 juvenile. You know, so when I'm walking in the room, I'm going to say, oh, bless up. I remember I said,
you don't got to say that, Farai. Sorry to cut you. No one was talking to each other. No one acknowledged your presence because everyone's into the cell phone fire.
None. So me have to wait. So a woman talk to myself, me talk to. Like, first thing, all of the youth, them, like around, me say around four charger plug-in. So I said to myself, so them youth, I can't get the thing a break, the thing at least go charge and then use it again. I said, no, it doesn't make no sense to me, because them brain fry out. Me some in hear nobody I talk to them. Them say them are chilling, you know, as friends, you know. And friends and family. Now, I said, I'm chilling amongst themselves. First thing, only thing my ears, damn, I'm my ears, I'm looking so, and me, I said, wait, so what go on? So it's like all of them, they're beside one another, but them in this alternate universe where it's like they're not even in each other's presence. You see me? I said, them so far gone, even though they're beside each other physically, it's not even funny. And then, as we said, them social skills and them communication skills start dwindle. Because you notice, all right. What may I try to understand now is when it comes to evil parenting, same you see? What are the purposes that a youth use the phone for? See? Because we're not even going at the extreme purposes when I talk about the emergency and all of these things. We know if you are going to leave a youth, yeah, we get it. Youth, I want a phone for communicate because modern times. But when you in the presence of a youth now, see? And there's all the house already filled with so much different devices already, you know. Cause first thing, almost every room have a TV these days. So the house done said. Room have TV plus computer, they all both in the house again, you know. Plus on top of that, a youth have a phone for only use back the same phone for go back on YouTube and use back the same phone for go back on all of these same different things so them can access through the TV. We already turn on and not turn off till night. You see what I mean? So it's like all right, one time parents usually send all you go to bed, you usually have a lights out thing. So you want to say lights out now, but now it's like them send you go to bed and you still up on them phone in the alternate universe there. I do what them feel for this. So it's like, where's the control? Where the control there? Where you really I get the youth them for the number? Because to me, it's like the youth them brain fry out right now. Them brain fry out to all the phone can consume them thought process. Them brain fry out. And if them not have it, if we as adults, I do that where supposedly for more mature. Just imagine how children who are used to certain behaviors and certain patterns I go react when them realize that them have this all-time magic device where it's so mobile and them can connect with them anyway. Or you feel like them conversations them are gonna get altered. Or you feel them usage are gonna get altered. Or you feel them dependency upon this mobile device are gonna get altered. It are gonna start control their mind and consume them every thought. And then there's no regulation that they pantapite. So them have it straight through. Plus we even think about the physical impairment them to same way because a youth eyesight now, imagine it after that when me there on screen all the time, I'm talk about some bigger screen, me I look pan, some big screen, me I look pan for deal with me I deal with. Much imagine when a youth just stay pan for them phone and I steer up on that from early. So them eye and I get adjust and it's not like them are doing a physicality for where them I go make up back for that same way. Cause them the physicality they come like it dormant right now, unless a youth play for one school or play for one of them organization or institution. They it's like in a sin a youth are doing a physical activity again. So I see so much negative towards it. That the positive them when we can draw from it, it's so far-fetched and so few that it's not even something one would laugh, but may I tell you the truth?
No, it's definitely a scary situation. And you brought up a bunch of great points I want to touch on. First one, we have to acknowledge is learned behavior because adults themselves on their cell phones, not all, but majority on it 24/7, right? And I can speak personal experience. My daughter is 8 now and she's 8, right? But this is prior. It was an issue with her and other people because she didn't have a cell phone. And we're talking about 5-6-year-old children. In regards to this whole, what you want to call it, emergency, fire, these kids that's dropped off and picked off everywhere, it's not like they're taking the bus and walking by themselves. They're always around adult supervision. They're at school. They get picked up. They go somewhere else. They around, you get what I'm saying, Fi? It's not no vibe where they're needed. And when they're on it, what are they doing? Don't nobody know what they're doing. They're on there trying to be grown and looking at other stuff that they shouldn't be looking at. Now, in regards to the physicality you mentioned, right? As we know, obesity is very high in our country, but especially with the youths, children have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, stuff they've never had. And many studies and theorists and whatever tie it directly to electronic use, sedated. They just sit down, eat, and then they're on the phone 24/7. There's no longer going outside and playing. All the playing is done through a virtual game of that type of vibe. What I mentioned earlier, the social skills. Sex is at an all-time low amongst teenagers for this generation. And their communication skills, if you ask them, remember I'm in education. If you ask the regular teenager, Do they communicate more in person or through a device? They're going to tell you through a device. They can't read people's facial expressions. It's a joke I always bring up to them. Have you ever responded to somebody laugh out loud when it wasn't funny? Everyone raises their hand. Yes, you can't do that in person. Now, a person thinks he's funny when he's not funny. He continues to grow like he's humor. You get what I'm saying? Like all these things get disrupted when you don't know how to communicate with people. And I think that's the origin of the whole ghost culture, because people can't deal with conflict. People can't have conversations because they're not used to it. If I don't like something, I just don't respond. That's it. I don't respond. I don't acknowledge it. And so how are you supposed to grow in life and you don't have basic communication skills? How do you court a young lady? If you have no communication skills, you don't have no game. It's message, 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 message all day. All these things are lost. Now, parents, I want you to listen to this now. If the average watch time for Instagram is at 3 seconds now, right? And factor this in. This is things that they want to watch. This is things that is entertaining to them, and they only can watch it for 3 seconds. How do you expect your child to focus in class? How are you going to be on your phone on a device that is overly stimulating, that is highly stimulating, right? 24/7, then how are they going to focus on content that may not be interesting to them? Hence, they can't. Now, what does this look long term for the nation, for your child, for your family, for youth, and on a whole? We have a generation that can't focus. You could be at a checkout at the most random place, restaurant, right? They can't look at you for 2 seconds. They got to be at their phone every second, messing up your order, giving you back the wrong change and all type of kind of foolishness, because I guess the text message is so important, or whatever they watch it on the phone is so important. It's a societal issue. Now, it's an issue amongst society, right? But I don't know the term to use, fire, because my vocabulary not that deep to capture the essence of this world. It's like a destructive force for the youth. How is work production supposed to be at a level that's sustainable for a society when people can't focus to complete a task? That is the thing I think about. People make jokes about attention. I'm thinking about in regards to like your life. People at the gym on the phone. People at the library on the phone. People walking on the phone. People sleep on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Kabaka have a two-near addiction. When they wake up, people go to the bathroom on the phone. I just know when I go to the gym, it's myself and it's a handful of people I've never seen with a cell phone that just go there and work and leave. And it's particularly older people that didn't grow up with the cell phone generation. But those like 30 and under, between everything, phone, if they're not taking a picture of themselves, they're not taping themselves, I don't know who they're texting. I don't know who they're talking to, but they're on that phone 24/7. And you remember I mentioned earlier for the kids, it's a pacifier. It's also a pacifier for adults, social anxiety. Anytime they by themselves, so, you know, I done peep people next to me, right? Just take out the cell phone for the sake of it and just swipe it and put it back for no reason. So obviously there's not no call. There's nothing there. They just literally, yeah, I observe people, man. And I know you've seen it too. That's why you're laughing.
You know the funniest thing. Oh, until I said with this age barrier, like there's a 30 and under thing, you know, but watch your levels, you know. Right now, with this phone addiction thing, it now have no particular age group where I take place with it. Cause watch your guana. You see, when I realize with majority of the elder them, it's like them feel like say them are miss out. Them did a miss out pan this technology, cause when them did the boat technology never they at an all time high. So them feel like, so them have to catch up now. So every time you see them, they might use the phone now as the tool that we are gonna help them catch up to what take place now, the modern thing. Because everybody I want to be cool, you know, it's a society, everybody want to be cool. And you can be cool by showing the imagery, showing the way I do. And them things, I'm realizing even elders who usually have certain principles and certain morals were intact now, them start lose that now because them want for the in front of the camera itself. And that makeup back for sure. So, okay, see, this is what's taking place with my life. Because it come like it's like a documentary, I go on, you know, but the documentary now have no theme. It not a theme. It not a theme for really go. So it's just a theme of, all right, I went here, the documentary is this. I went here, I did this. I'm not a failure. But that's one of the most important things, you know. I'm not a failure. That's like the, I like the thesis to the documentary, you know. I'm not a failure because I went to the gym this morning. And look, successful people go to the gym. I have work. Look at me at work. Oh, I went to the mall. I'm buying things. And once I'm buying things, that means that I can become the all-time consumer. And being the all-time consumer means that I'm successful. So it's whole heap of mixed messages them are sending with this whole phone thing. This whole phone thing. And it's like them are trying to build up back for something for the self-esteem where them last. Them are trying to use the phone now for help make it up back. And I want to show there a funny thing too, because there you say, there I mentioned about like said, you them get pick up and drop off. You know the funniest part about that fire? All right. The average parent tell us them I give them youth phone for communication. You know, so when time them not around them youth, them not around them youth, and the youth, them youth have them phone and them call them youth, them can't get them. So, the funniest thing. Okay, when that youth caller come in, that youth majority of juvenile them know we have phone, you know. Young youth them we have phone. Them not used to using the phone for calls. So that is a big misconception that you know the average youth, young youth, don't used to using phone for calls. Because we say them get drop off, pick up, and adult all is around them. What them used to using the phone for is gaming apps, messaging, and social media. And so when the calls them come in now, the call them, remember phone and call is kind of like it's like a synonymous thing, you know. But now when the youth them get called upon it, it seems like a foreign type of thing now. Oh my gosh, a call is coming in. Then I really know what to do. So the parents them can't get them same enough if you complain about that too. So now me I try to overstand. Now with that being said, how them really need it and why them really need it. You see what I say?
And Far, I want to add something to it in regards to the communication, right? What I was preying, there's a thing now where they don't exchange phone numbers. Right. So if they are going to contact each other, they would do it through social media like Instagram or something. I think the reason they do it is easier to control the interaction and easier to cut them off. But they don't send each other text messages anymore. They send the messages through Instagram. And when they do talk, I think it's done through at least what I observe. I don't know this region. I'm dealing with like Philadelphia kids, but they do the live like a Apple phone. I don't know. I don't know the proper terminology, but like you can see the person face talk. I don't know the proper term.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Say FaceTime.
Mm.
All right. But for parents listening now, or for anyone listening, I think you have to be very strategic. First of all, you got to stand firm, right? And just say, child doesn't need a cell phone. It is what it is, right? Now, if the child is using a cell phone, I think the child should be using the cell phone in the vicinity where you are. So you at least can have an understanding of what they're looking at, because you'll be shocked that some of the text threads, the young kids I hear, they have some of the boys, some of the girls, very dark sexual things, content or conversations that they shouldn't be having at that age. Also, I just think that, I think parents feel like they're missing out, or they're not being a good parent if the child doesn't have a cell phone. I think that's a big issue. Cell phones these kids have are very expensive. I see AirPods being lost all the time, which is a wild thing to me. It's pretty wild, like, because I think those things are like almost $200. It could be more. Kid lose them all the time. And I guess the cell phone, like, clothes would be a status thing for the parents. And I guess the cell phone reflects, I guess, the parents' societal status, because I see a lot of people who are not in good financial situations, but the child does have the latest iPhone and the AirPods or the Apple Watch. And you would have to ask yourself, right, is this beneficial to the child? One, is your child on or close to the level they should be with in regards to reading and mathematics? If they are, and you choose to, bless them with a phone, as I stated, that phone needs to be used with a lot of restrictions. But if they're not, probably shouldn't be on the phone. they should be using their time to get themselves on the level, because the overstimulation is not good. It's just a negative thing. And it's not the phone bash. We just tell you the reality of the situation, right? Social skills are not being improved. Education is not being improved. What do you want to call it? Attention span is being diminished. That's not being improved. And more than anything, the things they are exposed to, the fighting, the sexual content, the game ends. I'm not bashing games, but you probably shouldn't be playing games 8-10 hours a day. The social media, these kids run through these TikToks like you figure they're knocking out 1,000 a day, 1,000 flicker at a different. It's just overstimulation. It's just not good for your meds and your mental situation, you know. Based on the first question you asked, what would be an age? I know all the theorists and educators, far I guess you told me around 12 to 13. I'm not sure. It depends on the child, right? But I definitely don't think you should be giving no 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old no cell phone to have on their own. That's a no-go. You know, I see, you know how women hold the bag in the cell phone like this? I see the little girl fire the thing out of hands. Yo, I see the little girls walking with the cell phone. I don't know who they calling, yeah. I don't know what business they got to conduct and all this, but they on their cell phone all day. And I want to say one next fire I want to burn, tell you the truth. And this thing that don't happen in the Hines family, the cell phone while y'all eat, you know, and when y'all go out. The wickedest thing I ever see, yo. And that can't work. Most precious thing a man have is time, or a sister can have is his time. So if I'm there with you and we building, we there building. If we not, then we not. I think it's the most disrespectful thing to be with somebody and y'all there building, they on their phone swiping, and y'all supposed to be spending time together breaking bread. But I see a lot of families doing it. No interaction. I see the father there. I see the, hey, we went to our spot there. I don't want to give them a promotion, but Veganize, right? Hey, anybody listening, if you're in New Jersey area, Veganize. To me, one of the top vegan spots in Jersey. I was there, table of four, no one interacting, everyone on their cell phone. Every single person at that table was on their cell phone. Can work, fire. Then can work, tell you the truth. And yes, a cell phone can be used for a beneficial thing, right? But are people using it for a beneficial thing? Are you using it for a beneficial thing? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Because the answer for most people is no, it's not. That's just the if I had to go tell one person there, right? This man told me about cell phone. So I said, all you need is call, text, and to take pictures if you're on social media. So what else you need? You don't have no business. You don't need no, you get what I'm saying? All the apps are entertainment. It's not putting no bread in your pocket. It's not helping you develop. It's just, it's taking up your time and burning out your brain.
You know,
hold on. One last thing I want to say, Farai. We have a generation of cell phone addicts. Because if you're a parent, I did this with the class, on the phone and on these applications, they have a watch time for your phone and an Instagram. They have like a activity thing. Ask your child to show it to you. And you'll be shocked at how much time they're clicking out a day. I see some hours on there. I'm saying it's only 24 hours in a day. So how is this possible? Yeah. Sleep deprivation. They don't sleep. As you stated earlier, they don't sleep. Then they wonder why they all groggy and all confused all day. You can't go to sleep at 5 and wake up at 7 to go to school. You can't function. Sorry to cut you far.
No, I really thought that talk because I want to tell you, it's like a casual activity, you know. So you see, when time you go up on a phone, so it's like it almost want naturalized for the brides, you know. Because when I want to go up on a phone, the first thing I want, I go up on Instagram, it's like them a miss out. Everybody feel like them a miss out if them not go up on Instagram or if them not go up on Facebook and check what I go on the late. Who put up a new story? So you go up on your phone before you do anything else. Bam, let me check what I go on. And then you realize that the hours them a rock up and a rock up and a rock up. But you know what I want to talk about though is this whole confusion thing. Because the average person just go up on first thing, even before me get to this, you know. Most people like to say, all right, they make you to a phone too because on a back of days, them always say it's not ancient days, it's modern time now. So you need to get modernized. But when we think about modernization for you, we are talking about technology, right? Technology is there. But is social media really the way how to modernize yourself? Like, and get familiar with technology? Because the average person who uses phone so much, you know, them not really overstand technology, you know, them overstand how social media operate. But understanding how social media operate, I mean, I think we can't even give them the credit there because If I ask them about some insights, basic insights off of social media, they don't understand that. So then that means that they don't know how technology works. They know how to use social media, and they know that's as far as it goes. Because the average person probably not even know how to sign up for your email beyond certain things. They not even know how to get to one particular thing where I gonna benefit them and do a search. Yes, I.
All right, you brought up a great point, right? There's this association with the use of the most basic level of technology with understanding technology. The most basic level that, oh, the child is not on whatever, right? They're missing out. Yeah, they're missing out, fire, because they don't know how to use no applications, as you stated. They don't know how to, no attachment to an email. Don't know how to use basic Excel and Microsoft things. Don't know how to navigate a computer and different things. You'll be shocked. You have a kid that's on their phone 24/7, right? Say, yo, attach this email for me. I said, hey, make a hyperlink for me. And even with, I'll say this too, even with the application that they use, they don't know how to use it to the fullest. They just know how to use an aspect of it. They're not using it in its totality. They're using it for whatever they need to use it for. And most of it is really just scrolling and looking or, you know, posting something basic, not actually using the device for those type of things. But I am strategic with the social media thing. Yes, I got the I Never Knew TV and that thing. I post and I'm about it area. I don't know if it hurts me with the algorithm. And I want to say this because I didn't know about this, which I thought was odd, far right. So I'm not sure if you experienced this. I remember one time, numerous people were chastising me because I guess I didn't like something on their thing, or they shared my story and this and that, not realizing, remember, if I'm not on there all the time, I don't see it, right? And I'm not on there like that, but I didn't know how like deep this thing was and how invested people are into this thing. And it's kind of sad and it's scary. Because it's not real. Like, it's not real in the sense that, like, yeah, it's not real in regards to personal. Now, if you have a brand or something, you're putting out information. But for the personal things, like, you took 20 pictures for one picture. Or, like, you had to make this big prop in the setup to present this thing and all. So it's just not real. It's manufactured. You kind of manufacture a particular image to the public. And you're doing it with the intent to get a particular response so you can get whatever fulfillment that you want or whatever dopamine hit you're looking for at the time. But it's like, it's a lot invested. It's a lot of time that goes into it, Farah. I will say that. It's a lot of time that goes into it, you know?
I know, the biggest confusion, obviously, going with this whole phone thing. So because the average user, as we are saying, they use it for nothing beyond the basics. The basic thing them and then scroll and it like and all of these things. Them start confuse the phone usage when them see you on it now. So like me say more than once me dep on my phone and me see people I say, oh you dep on your phone so much. You dep on your phone so much. But me I say to myself, say, like even before saying that, me I say, wait, when me dep on my phone, like yesterday me dep on my phone. Me dep on my phone whole heap yesterday. Me I tell like a couple hours well. And you know the funniest thing? Me I build a website but my phone. So it's like my brain, because me as a moans, me know more you mobile friendly things that take place now. Previous time we had to deal with some website building thing, we had to do it pan the PC. So we now really see the direct mobile impact. So me as a just do it from my phone too and do it mobile. Since I saw the thing get nowhere now, web servers then allow you to do it from your phone. So me I do something constructive and I deal with the actual business, you know. And then when here comes people ask you, no way, because for them capacity of what a phone usage is for is so limited, them start asking, oh, you are use your thing so much now. Oh, yeah, I use your phone so much now. You can't come off of the phone. You can't. But once now overstand, say, if you're going to have it, have the device, and the device can bring forward them particular traits. Yes, at them time, the media encourage you, so you, if you use it, you know, but it's a bit the average person brain can't go there, so because as them seeing on your phone, Them expect say you are do the same type of activity as what them are do. Yes, I mean I say so. Them not. It's like in the back of majority of people brain, them not associate the usage of phone for be anything constructive or we can build upon any form of legacy. So them assume say you are do the same thing. Once you have a phone in your hand, a text, are you up on social media. But it does get very intriguing to me because I'm conscious of it the whole day, you know. Because me, you know, it's a business we have to do, so we have to make sure we focus. But me really conscious of it, I use the phone and I build the website and I say, right, what else need to depend on this now? I stir up on the phone the whole day. But it's just interesting for, you know, say the average mind can't think of the phone as going beyond the basic things them what them use it for. And that's where the confusion start now. So think about, even as I said, think about the 9-year-old, the 10-year-old, the 11-year-old, all of these individuals who are not even mature yet, and them now get exposed to the levels of technology and how them supposed to have it. You can't expect them to depend on the phone and I do nothing progressive. So automatically, we know, so once them have the phone towards for themselves, it can't be nothing at all progressive towards it for you. And there is no outcome where anybody can explain to me where I can make sense. We are going to make sense to justify this thing. Because I said that justification about communication is outdoor. Because they don't say to you, get pick up. They not even want them youth go street nowadays too. Because them youth even start interact a certain way, them start get scared. Because just, the average parent now start feel like, say, the youth supposed to just they in a feed them care, in a feed them eyes only. And the whole village raising the youth thing, there's a thing after pass. It's like a dinosaur business now. Oh, him have him game. Him have him phone. Him all right. So that's the whole persona where I give off now to see me. But it just did interesting when we really talk about the thing with me using the phone for something beyond for them thing and ones that associate you with that, you know?
I want to clarify one thing before I say the last thing. Remember that the ecosystem we are in is parents taking care of their kids. You have a lot of kids that have a cell phone that don't interact with their parents or don't have any guidance with their parents. So maybe they do need the cell phone. I don't know, right? But we're talking about kids who are with their parents. And their parents pick them up and drop them off, right? I'm not talking about kids who are on their own during the day and don't have any supervision. So I just want to make that clear. I know somebody gonna say, "Well, every kid is not in that situation." I'm quite aware of that, right? The last thing I wanted to touch on was, all right, with the kid thing in the phone now, right? Now some people argue, "Well, TV has always been there." Yes, and I'm not saying TV is good, right? But their access to content now is a million times worse than what was on TV. Even TV may give you certain sounds and images that are disruptive to the mind and does shape your mind. They're open to a wide array of unlimited ideas, and they don't have anyone to explain or break down what they're consuming. So they're internalizing a lot of ideas and behaviors that are detrimental without any guidance to kind of filter it for them and let them know, hey, this is just that and this is the, that's the biggest problem, consuming information without anyone to explain it to them, whether it's political ideas, different cultures, different behaviors, ways to deal with relationships, a lot of stuff. They're bombarded with a lot of stuff at a young age, and it's not cool, you know. Now reality, yes, you can't protect your child from everything, right? But you but you could implement certain things to minimize exposure. When they go to school, they're at school. It is what it is, right? Now, when they're at school, they're supposed to be learning. So they shouldn't be on the phone 24/7 and having access to other stuff 24/7. When they go to other people's home, hopefully they're playing with people or going to people that's like-minded, and the parents have an understanding in regards to what you want the children to be exposed to. But at least at your home, right, which you have control over, you need to minimize or filter what they're looking at. They shouldn't have free reign. Because YouTube, you can easily start out on a reggae video, right? And on the side, and the way also was some different side where you never intended to go. You know, so if you just click and click and watching, that young impressionable mind can be bombarded with ideas and images that aren't good for them. You know, and could bring about a lot of confusion and a lot of just ideas that counter to what you're trying to instill into the child. So I just want to give that PSA in regards to the phone age. I don't know about no 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, even what modifications and older. I don't know. I just, me and my personal experience, the kids who are on their cell phones the most perform the lowest in school. And the kids who are on the cell phone the least perform the highest. And it doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out. One of the biggest parts is attention span. You have kids now, and parents can relate, every 10 seconds, they're looking at their phone. So they can't focus on something for a time because they have to just, so it's constant back and forth. It's constant back and forth, and they can't process information. They're not giving their brain time to process information. They can't focus on a particular task. And what is that going to do long term? How is that person going to function long term when they can't focus on something long enough to fully learn it or fully understand it? And if parents are unaware why your child is performing so low in school, right? I'm not blaming it fully on the phone, but I'm pretty sure a phone plays a key role. And if you're aware your child has, it's okay. Like maybe they don't need the phone at school or give it into a principal. They get it at the end of the day, but it's just like this phone thing mashing people up, man. I think customer service is down the drain due to the phone. They can't focus for 2 seconds to even put in the proper number. Hey, this is my license number. This is this. And, oh, what is it again? They can't focus for 2 seconds to put it in because that's the wildest thing at the count, at the cash register, right? With the cell phone, head down. Then they look up. Once they get a second, they back on the phone. Then they texting, right? Oh, sorry. Yeah, what were you saying? Like, bro, what's going on here? Yeah, but that's where we're living right now. And it's a sad state. We're at a sad state. And I will say in the defense of mankind, it just seems mankind can't deal with the technology. It's just too much for us to deal with. It's just too much for the average person to deal with. They can't manage it. It's just too much.
If I feel like at the full of the day, as what I say, it's a powerful statement that, you know, because I realize education come like everything boil down to education again for you. Like education, knowledge, education. It sounds so cliche, but it's like the more you look on it, education is so important for you because the way technology. Me a technology enthusiast, as them would call it. See, I'm a believe say the advancement of technology can do with so much different good that it's not even funny enough for you. But the way almost majority of my people exploit these technology were available to them, it kind of in a disgraceful format. Me I tell that because I'm realize everybody get impacted by it, you know, but the impact itself more felt amongst INI people because I just how it presented to them, how it stopped them already stagnant, you know, and it made them 10 times more stagnant, you know, fire. So me I try to figure it out now, fire, because if you as a people they behind and you are use technology and technology I make you get further behind, fire. Technology not supposed to help you advance that. So it's like a rock stone them fling and bust my head. May I tell you the truth, fire? Because technology is supposed to make you advance, but it's like technology I make you decline as a people. I mean, I say, come on, hold on there. Attention span gone. Focus gone. You don't have no vision. You're not even advancing in your knowledge of how to use platforms. So may I try one if I backwards, we are going to fire, because I'm sure no enough people are listening to this and if you laugh to, you know, because what do you know beyond, all right, on our culture, WhatsApp, send a voice note, send a message to WhatsApp in our culture. Social media, seen two main things. Them probably will take up the phone and call somebody and now and then, seen. You have a FaceTime, as they say. I'm going to list them out, you know. I'm sure, you know, the average person now go beyond that, you know. As they say, if them even now go beyond that, an average person say, boy, I use a little Excel or a Microsoft Words. Them barely know even for moving or that. Because if you talk to Excel ask a man to build one company, one formula for making no thing. Them as a formula? What you talking about? Or data entry, them know for doing an Excel and them thing there. It just go for show you for you say that them can progress beyond certain level and technology and make we go backwards while a lot of people are excel from technology. Remember I said the man them a build only for STEM, this was emphasis when I say a place on the STEM program, you know. We have a man a focus on the science and technology and maths and all of these things and engineering and all of these things. How come we not get caught up in the STEM, the whole STEM vibration then?
I just gotta stop you right there, Farah, right? All right. First thing is that in regards to people being impacted by this phone thing, It's across the board. I can't really say we suffering more. But the question I want to pose is that we have to differentiate between technology and technology, right? We have technology that's made to just distract and control, and we have a group that technology is for them to benefit and grow and move forward. I think it's an unrealistic expectation to expect the majority to be in that small part, like you just mentioned in regards to learning stuff. Because I think that these devices were made for the mass population to just keep them entertained, like bread and circus. Instead of going to the stadium and giving them bread and watching somebody chop off their head, go watch somebody chop off your head on your phone. And the coldest thing now, you don't have to wait till 9 p.m. to watch somebody chop off their head. You can type in exactly when you want to watch it and watch it 24/7. So I think that the technology is not made for everyone to progress. It's utilized for a small group to use it for their benefit, in your case or my case, or people in general, right? But the majority is used to sedate, to entertain, to pacify. And it's successful. We just have to make sure that the people we dealing with in our circle don't become victimized to it, because the self fire, you could go to any local bus stop, right? Everybody on their phone. Any waiting that takes place. Where I had to wait recently, where I took my book. I think the doctor's office. Went to the doctor's office, I had my book. I'm there reading, right? And everyone in there, they have a TV playing, but no one's watching it. On their cell phones, and kids on their cell phones, no human interaction with strangers or people who know each other, right? And the thing that you're looking at now is not a high frequency. That's the thing. The thing that they're looking at is so low frequency. The comedy, the joke. How much jokes can we look at in a day, Farai? Some of these, I asked the students just nonstop looking at jokes and the sports and the violence. That's the next thing. We be looking at this violence all day and the sexual content all day, fire. It's not good for your meditation, yeah? It's not good for your meditation. So you're looking at these things as negative energy all day. Then now, that's why a lot of them are scared to leave their house, or they're hopeless for the future. Because they're looking at all this craziness all day, so they're like, oh, the world over, this and that. You get what I'm saying? Not understanding, like, yo, it's cyclical, things happen, but the time you're living is not that crazy. I don't see no militia running into your house and nothing. But the stuff that they're watching now is just like, what are you exposing yourself to, you know? But I did want to clarify that there are different uses of technology, and I think technology for the majority is used for entertainment, like a pacifier. But for those who want, I'm not going to say the minority, but those who want to, you can use it for means for growth, income, sharing positive information. Because I will say this is the greatest time to gather information. You don't got to go to no library and all this. Again, it's just all there if you want it. Even books now in audio forms of some great podcasts and speeches that were not available now that you can listen to online through the technological device. But it's just like people are using it for low frequency activities. And I think that is the intention of it by the system.
But,
you know?
But remember, anything with low frequency, you know, fire, give, all right. If the man them say in America, the biggest consumer, they are black people, you know, fire. You know? So I where I come from now, you know. The biggest consumer, them call it supposed spending power. I don't see it as a power if it not benefit the people. But them say spending power. The biggest black people have the biggest spending, quote unquote, spending power, fire. So when time it comes to technology and what is used and given to us through technology, given that you are naturally, or would even say naturally, or nurtured through whatever it be, whatever cause it be. Given that you are the biggest consumer in this country, seeing any particular thing them give we for consume, are we going to consume it most and it's going to yield towards our detriment the most? And that's where I come from with the part of the twinner, because I know it affects everybody, you know, and I know so generally speaking, when them things come out, it's like it just chewing open, so and a majority of the world becomes zombies to it, you know. But if you check the levels away, where majority of black people are consumed still in a fire. Black people are consumed entertainment straight, you know. Entertainment straight and detriment to them own people to certain levels in a fire. Like them think they're entertaining to them, you know. Just to make sure so them can boost back the ego, they feel like them a part of the general society as it's standing a fire. So upon the levels, them feel like the edge, it get an edge out of way where black people get impacted by this thing most. Because you see, if black people never get impacted by it the most and then they could actually use technology for develop certain things, then you'd see. Yeah, that's the more black creators are come forward. A whole heap of black creators out there right now, I do them thing and I get to them levels. But me, I talk about generally as holistically as a people, you know, because men are really pre in this individual thing where we have some few exceptions where them man they go out and do them thing. And yeah, I see some youth like Ali Williams and them youth, just technology, them youth, they're different and build things different every day. But them man the rear, the average youth to me, you see. Where the youth get consumed by the Jordan, the Nike, the Jordan and the whole heap of bling and them thing there and the entertainment, who did this in this reality show and who did that and that, who have on latest Gucci and Louis Vuitton and them thing there. Advertisement, them end up as it through the internet or see them favorite social media personality when they scroll up on phone now and they want to be a part of that. So the whole consumer thing, when black people get it come from the phone, so it's like it make them get weaker fire because the way advertisement I go to them on the mobile, it start make them get the weaker now. So comes down, I feel like say the phone usage, it lead to the it make black people on a whole get that dwindle even more than other races and other people fire due to the way how it presented to them and the way how them interact with it. Man, so ones and ones now use it for benefit as black youths. Individually, but holistically fire, Mr. Black people have become bigger zombies to technology than anybody else fire. You don't know me a man a cleave to the black me say, you know, so me have to observe it from the perspective there, you know. Me have to observe it from the perspective. Everything political, you know. Listen, nobody know admit it, you know, fire. But every single thing is political in this earth. I mean, I say, oh, a man create technology because I want to bring down black people. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the way our black people are as consumers, and given that we are the biggest consumers in this country, a majority of things that are being consumed have a correlation to technology and correlation to cell phones in particular. And cell phones is where we get majority of our advertisement and our consumption habits. Black man may feel impacted the most through the usage of this thing, like especially the black juvenile them now with these all these roadblocks and all of them different something where them want to get into. Me I tell that I said them dealing phone thing pan one different level fire.
We give thanks for the clarification, right? But it seems that the reasoning is the base for another reason in regards to the toxic culture. Because if I'm listening to you clearly, right, there is an option. We have the technological device, right? And on that device, there is an option. Even when the algorithm builds up and starts showing you stuff that you've been looking at, right? You still have the option to change the algorithm. Now, I think the reasoning we need to have is the toxic culture in regards to why are we so attracted to those things that are short-term fulfillment, and why do we stay away from anything that takes any form of long-term commitment, any form of work, any form of growth, any form of education for a certain outcome, you know, because just like the TV, but more than the TV, because you have more of an option now with these devices, despite everyone speaks about the algorithm, but you can change that algorithm. If they're showing you something, you clearly say, I don't want to see it, or I'm not sure the proper term, but there is an option for you to say, like, why am I looking at this, or I don't want to see it. And eventually, based on what you're looking at, that will be what's on your feed for all these technological devices. But if you're seeing certain stuff, that means those are the things that you're looking at. So a man can't open up his phone and say, oh, why is that there? You know what I'm saying? You can't actually say, why is it there? Because obviously that's what you've been looking at, right? But the thing is, a toxic, I take that term from my man, Mr. Beers. We have a toxic culture that we don't want to speak about. Despite all the oppression, despite all the disenfranchisement, we have a toxic culture that we feed, that we really, really feed on a daily basis, and that we love. that we complain about it, even though we do it, you know? So it's a weird vibe. Back to the youth, you got to be strategic out here. Yes, kids may get a little vibe. Other parents may say something, whatever, right? Protect your children as much as you can, especially in the house. If you do provide them with their phone, they want to play a game for a little bit, or they're watching something that you're aware of, do your thing. But in regards to them having their own phone in their own space, looking at whatever and having access to it 24/7, I don't think that's the proper way to go. Having a phone in school is not the proper way to go. Now, if you have a child that's super disciplined, and that's the next thing, you have some kids who have a phone, they about their business. So don't get it. I just want to be clear. We have kids out there, they'll have 10 phones. They're focused. They going to do what they're going to do and go back. Average kid is not like that. They need all the assistance they can get. And one of the biggest assistance they can get is not having that phone. And when they do have that phone, it's very structured in regards to what they're exposed to. We give thanks for everyone tuning in. As always, make sure to check out Mesh Marina documentary. It's called Jamaica's, I'm not sure the proper term, but it's basically saying Jamaica's most famous shirt or something. Documentary Mesh Marina, put the link there. Make sure if you didn't purchase, stream, put it on repeat. Would that help far right? They just put it on repeat.
Just yeah.
It put it on repeat in the background. And support the Brazier Nair doing great works with the music. Also, we us at Conscious Tea give thanks for people supporting the thing. Respect to everyone who's been ordering stuff from all around the world. I'm very appreciative for that. If you didn't get any apparel there at ConsciousTea.com, make sure you do. Also, if you're wearing some good roots reggae music, we are spinning every Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WLOY.org.